Hi there, Jill Bodonsky here. It's Thanksgiving week here in the U.S., so it's a good week for a rerun of an adventure to get lost in. Even with all the darkness in the world right now, there is still so much to be grateful for. And I just wanted to take this moment to thank you, the listener, for hanging around. Enjoy.
Beach Muses, Part 2, The Faraway Muse. Previously, on a muse's daydream, I met up with the beach muse, Sensoria. Well, I actually didn't meet up with her. She dove into the water and swam away when she saw me, but she sent a message in a bottle and gave me the question.
You simply ask, where will my inspiration come from today?
Found it in a rumination or two that led me to an idea that I fell in love with. And then hit a wall. Seemed like a great idea at the beginning, and now I think it sucks. It's complicated, frivolous, hard to understand, and is teetering on silly. So I'm on the beach for another walk with the question, where might this idea go? Inviting and trusting the answer to come when it will, and knowing walking will help. Ah, the waves. The tension in my body ebbs. Hey, in the near distance, I see rocks and some sort of otherworldly shapeshifter, shifting from one vision to another. First, she was dancing on the rocks, mirage-like, feminine with flowing white transparent robes. Tap dancing? She has very good balance. And then she shifts and is now dancing the tango on the edge of the rocks with a walrus, who is also very well balanced, quite skilled at turns and dips. But it just seems dangerous to dance so close to the edge of the rocks and the sea with a walrus. But then she fades out. Darn it, these muses are so elusive. Some gulls with a good sense of humor fly by. And the muse is back. The walrus is gone, and now this faraway muse is flying a kite. The forest-sided stretch of green and purple-colored canvas releases into the blue of the sky with a tail of white wagging enthusiastically behind. She lets the string out far and high, and the kite is now dancing in the sky, seemingly with the sun. Then she reels it back in, and it has a constellation of laughing starfish stuck to it. I want to get a closer look, so I move in the direction of the muse, but as I get close, she moves further away. What the? I start running towards her, and just as fast, the apparition moves in the opposite direction. It's bizarre and frustrating, but it's mysterious, irresistible. I keep going, but I'm distracted by a big gray and white pelican waddling toward me with a kind of a swagger, smoking a cigar that smells like a cross between Old Spice and tuna fish.
Hey, good looking, where you going?
I'm trying to reach the muse that's dancing on the rock.
Man, you gotta be crazy to be going after that muse.
Crazy. Crazy, creative, sometimes the two are mistaken for each other. So I don't stop to ask why, but Wonder why I can't get close. When I look up in the direction of the muse, the purple and green kite splats right in my face, the tail, like white flags of surrender, wraps around my ankles and trips me and the starfish sprinkle all around. Still laughing. I stand up and check again on the muse and she's fading. I gotta get there before she disappears again. I start to run, but a flock of sandpipers block the way. They all have looks on their sandpiper faces that indicate their urgent need to say something.
You're getting kind of old for this, aren't you, lassie?
I'd stick to watching Netflix.
You never know what will come of it.
I'm sure someone else already wrote what you're wanting to write.
Ridiculous!
I didn't realize sandpipers were such a discouraging bird breed. I seem to be in some transparent Lewis Carroll-esque Yellow Brick Road Pixar spinoff that is neither mimsy nor brilliant, but some inner drive keeps me headed in the direction of the faraway muse. As you might expect, an old gray walrus with impressive tusks lumbers over.
Cuckoo ka-choo, cuckoo ka-choo, I am a walrus.
Are you the walrus?
Why does everyone keep asking me that? I am a walrus.
That was random. And may I add, unrelated to any copyrights. And yet, I seem to be making progress in moving toward the faraway muse now. I see that she is clad in yellow taffeta, with white polka dots over purple leggings and wearing green Converse sneakers. Her hair is in one long pink braid, her earrings host live seahorses, and she's plucking clouds out of the sky, shaping them into poodles. This is one nutty beach walk, but amusing. I approach the edge of her rock, a little perplexed, but definitely intrigued. And a hermit crab pops his hermit head out of his shell.
Hey, man, relax. Just let her be, man. Let her be on the edge.
He retreats inside his shell and turns up his reggae music, so I guess I can't ask any questions. But his advice actually feels like the best I've gotten this whole podcast. So I do relax and let her be. And I sit on the warmth of the sand and I skim a few rocks over the top of the ocean, which is not easy to do when you're sitting. And one more time I turn toward the faraway muse. And she begins to materialize in full form. She signals for me to come closer. So without hesitation, I do.
You made it. Despite fears and doubts and occasional distractions, and with your trust in me, you stayed with the journey. Here are your rewards.
She hands me a printed piece of paper and a jar filled to the brim with moonbeams.
Did you happen to see the walrus on your way here?
I saw a walrus.
Ah, yes.
And then the faraway muse turns, jumps over the edge, and at once the ocean becomes the sky. And I can see the muse swinging on a star, seemingly in a realm of magic. I open the jar and the moonbeams lead me home, and over some seagrass tea, I write this. A new idea is prone to chaos, doubt, distraction, sandpipers, especially if it's on the edge. We fall in love with ideas and then hit a wall. Creative chaos is a natural part of the creative process. As nebulous as an idea begins, it will form. If given space, trust, courage to dance with the absurd, past perceived judgments of others. Let's go through the chaos. Shoo away the sandpipers. Dance with your muse. If you're wondering what was on the printed page the muse gave me along with the moonbeams in a jar, it was a permission slip to push my idea to the wildest edge of edges and not be afraid to share it, because that's where the realm of magic is. You can have that permission slip too by clicking on the link in the show notes. The voice of the muse was played by Linda Bloom. The sandpipers were Reba Spencer, Nikki Pittman, and Robin Brisbois. The pelican, the walrus, and the hermit crab were also Robin Brisbois.
I am a walrus.
This is the voice of Jill Podonsky. But most of all, be kind to yourself. Stay safe.